listeners, welcome to A Cup of Joe podcast, where we are diving into different perspectives on life, sprinkling some love and appreciation to those around us, and giving you guys a chance to share your thoughts and ideas on the website, www.acupofjoepodcast.com. So sit back, relax, and let me fill up your cup. Welcome back to A Cup of Joe. I am your lovely host, Giovanni Smith, but once again, lovely people, I think we've already established a beautiful connection that you can call me Joe. I hope you guys are feeling rejuvenated and refreshed because after my self-care, best care routine, I feel like I can accomplish anything. Now, I'm going to throw a date out there, you guys. Do you guys remember what February 16, 2018 blessed us with? Black Panther. Yes, a dynamic, beautiful, Black excellence movie. Now, after watching it the fifth time, please don't judge me, there was something that really resonated with me. And throughout the movie, they said, "Who are you?" Now, let me give you a backstory, right? Throughout the movie, the people of Wakanda would ask each other, "Who are you?" And they would state with total confidence and pride who they were and what tribe they came from, right? And this movie really inspired me to answer the question, "Who are you?" Or in this case, "Who am I?" Now, it's easy for somebody to come up to me and be like, "Oh, who are you?" I could simply say like, "Oh, I'm the daughter of Pierre and Luna. I'm the sister of Lusan. I'm like so cool," or "I do what I do," or "I'm just a normal girl. I'm a classy woman," right? There's like so many ways we could answer this, but I just thought it was very important to really resonate on this question. Who are you? Who am I? Now, we're going to do a little bit of exercise, right? How do we discover who we are? The first question is, who do you believe you are? Like, what do you believe about yourself? Do you think do you believe that you are on point? Do you believe that you're great? Do you believe that you're worthy? So what do you believe? Number two is, what are you telling yourself? So we hear from other people what people tell us about ourselves. No, that doesn't make sense, Joe. So what are you telling yourself? We hear from other people what they think about ourselves, what they think about us. But what are you telling yourself? Like, what are you telling yourself when you get up in the morning? And number three, what is your top three? What are the top three things that you believe that you are, right? So if I was to answer these questions, what I believe is I believe that I'm a queen because, hello, I am. Duh. You know, I believe that I'm a queen. Point blank, period. Number two, what I'm telling myself every time I get in the morning, every time I wake up in the morning, is that you got this, Joe. You keep going, Joe. You keep leaning in, Joe. And my top three, the top three things that I would say I would encourage, that I kind of speak over my life and I encourage myself is, if I'm trying to hype myself up, I would say, you're a queen, you're educated and bold, and you are worthy. So this, for me, became my core value in a sense of to the question to who I am and really answer the question of who am I? So what do you believe about yourself, y'all? Like, what are you telling yourself? If you can't tell yourself that you're worthy, if you can't tell yourself that you're a queen or a king and you the bomb.com, then, I mean, I'm just kind of wrestling with that, you know, like, Can you really know who you are if you don't know what you believe and what you're telling yourself? And what's your top three? What are the top three things that you think describe you the most that you're going to live by and that you're going to live through, right? So for me, like, I know I'm a queen because I want to be treated as a queen. And my family has treated me as a queen. My friends have treated me as a queen. Certain individuals in my life that are important for me has treated me as a queen. I'm educated and I'm bold. That's just what I believe in myself. You know, I'm educated. I want to learn. I want to dig a little bit deeper. And I'm going to be bold. I'm going to speak out. And I'm worthy. No one else have to prove it. I don't have to prove myself to anyone. I know I'm worthy. I know I got it. Hello. You know what I do? A little two-step. So these are the three things I want you all to know. What do you believe about yourself? What are you telling yourself, and what is your top three? And I think that would be the question that you can ask of who are you? Now, let's go into a little break, and then we're going to tap into a sprinkle of excellence. Hey, it's your girl, Joe. Thank you for listening. If you want to continue the conversations, share your idea and topics, go ahead and check us out on the website, www.acupofjoepodcast.com. And we are back here on A Cup of Joe. Now, welcome. We are here to uplift and highlight individuals. Of course, you know what it is, a sprinkle of excellence. These people are doing excellent things in their lives and community, and our sprinkle of excellence is Jasmine Laster. A native of Jacksonville, Florida, Jasmine is grinding on a whole nother level, y'all. She is actively involved in the criminal justice system. She's advocating for what is right. She's a mother of two and a friend to all. She continues to expand her knowledge about criminal justice, and she just has a beautiful spirit about her. Like, I love Jasmine. So would you put your fingers together as if you were sprinkling some paprika on some deviled eggs and show your love and appreciation for my girl, Jasmine. Keep it up. Now, I want to hear from you. Who are you? Go ahead, check out the website, www.acupofjoepodcast.com. Our next topic is Spill the Beans. We're going to be talking about mentorship. So, tune in Friday for A Cup of Joe. Well, my good friends, that is a wrap for me. Stay blessed, not stressed, clean, but don't be mean. I am your girl, Joe, always ready to fill up your cup. Peace.